Next, we have Dawn Ryan, fortune tellers.
This guy is in my face. He says, "Do you know who I am? Do you know who I'm with? Do you know who the fuck you're talking to?" And this whack job wouldn't let it go. On he goes. "Your car door hit my car. I'm going to write down your license plate. That'll get me your address from the DMV. I'm going to know where you live, fuckface. You got a wife and kids?" "Hey," I say, "back up, buster. You parked your car sticking over the line into my parking space. I could barely open my door enough to squeeze in. I didn't damage your car. Are you trying to threaten me?" He won't stop. "I don't make threats, ass eyes. I tell fortunes. Fucking A, I'm gonna tell you your fortune. I don't even need a crystal ball. You wanna know what I see in your future? Nah, you don't want to know, you fucking mutt." This was the stuff of nightmares. I was seething. But further verbal engagement could only end in an unseemly brawl. Adrenaline does dissipate, and by the next afternoon, I was back to my sluggish self. I had one more interview before quitting time. It was a case left over from a retiring colleague. The felon's mob lawyers got him paroled after serving only 7 years of a possible 12 for racketeering and assault. I was his new parole officer. He entered the office affecting something between a pimp walk and the Canarsie shuffle. Arrogance incarnate. He shot his cuffs before he turned to me. Our mutual recognition was immediate. I thought I heard him say, "Son of a bitch." He couldn't mask his alarm, nor I my delight, which I tried to hide under a veneer of professionalism. I tried to remember the words he had used in the parking lot. I used my best pesky De Niro voice. "Do you know who I am? Do you know who I'm with? I'm your new parole officer. Well, I'm also a fortune teller. You want to know what I see in your future? I'm going to make you check in with me so often you think you live here. One slip up, one infraction of your parole conditions, and I send you back to the parole board with a recommendation. You finish out your sentence at Attica." Then, remembering what he had called me in the parking lot, I permitted myself the forbidden pleasure of a delightful lapse in professionalism as I dismissed him. "Now get out of here, you fucking mutt."